as Douglas is dictating on Patricia Jamison. That's Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Jamison, J-A-M-E-S-O-N, Jamison. Date of birth, 2/29/44. There was it is. Here's my copy for Beth Patel, ARNP. Beth, P-E-T-H, Patel, P-A-T-E-L, ARNP. Next paragraph. Dear Beth, thank you for sending Patricia Jamison for evaluation. Next, here's present illness. This is a 82-year-old female who had a recent history for pneumonia. Admitted to Advent Hospital on 3/19/26 with complaints of shortness of breath. The patient had a chest CT. On chest CT, then upon admission in 3/19, I'm sorry, it was a chest X-ray. Then upon admission, which showed a multifocal pneumonia, and subsequent CTA of the chest on 3/19/26 showed no pulmonary embolus, but multifocal nodular infiltrates in both lungs, greater in the right lower lobe. Small right side effusion noted. Patient was treated with antibiotics and nebulized bronchodilators and was also on diuretic therapy and had to be placed on nasal cannula oxygen at 2 to 3 liters. She improved significantly and was weaned off oxygen. She was also treated for atrial fibrillation during her admission. With RVR. The patient was eventually discharged in a satisfactory condition on oral meds, but off oxygen. She is now feeling better and has no chest pains or abdominal pains. Next paragraph, past history includes history of breast cancer with mastectomy, bilateral mastectomy in 08, hysterectomy in 2012, multiple skin cancers removed over the years, history of pneumonia in February 26 and March 26, atrial fibrillation since 2026. Pancreatitis in 23, and history was shingles. Let's see. History for colitis. Next paragraph. Habits, smoke one pack per day. For 30 years, drank alcohol, moderate. Next. Allergies to mucinex. Allergies to minoxidil. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of cancer. Of breast cancer. Next, system review. Freshness. No fatigue, fever, no glaucoma or cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency or flank pains. She has some joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. No easy bruising. And she has no depression or anxiety. Next, physical exam. This elderly white female is alert, pale, or acute distress. Blood pressure 128 by 70. Pulse 96, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2. Weight is 122, saturation 94. HG and normal, silent, glucose reactive. Thing is, my throat was injected, ears not inflammation. Nasal mucous edematous. Neck supplement, bruising, thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds of the periphery with occasional wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart sounds regular, soreness to no murmur, nausea. The abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, mild or costly. Reflux is a 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Number one is COPD with emphysema. And number two is hypertension. Number three, atrial fibrillation with ASHD and RVR. Number four is history of, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan, the patient, I didn't mention medalist. Medalist included Liquis 5 mg BID, Lysix 20 mg daily, Amiodarone 100 mg daily, Metoprolol 50 mg BID, Potassium Chloride 10 mg BID. Next. Physical exam, this elderly, average built white male, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema, blood pressure 125 by 70, pulse is 80, respiration 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 122, saturation 95. HGND announced phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supplement of bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery. Heart sounds are regular, soreness to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex of 1 plus. No gross motor deficits. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Next, breast number 1, COPD. With impression Number one is atrial fibrillation with RVR. Number two is history of COPD. Number three, hypertension. Number four is ASHD and coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast, complete pulmonary function study. She was placed on albuterol inhaler, two parts QIDPRN. A follow-up visit will be arranged approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Patricia. Copy for Beth Patel, B-E-T-H Patel, P-A-T-E-L, A-R-N-P. Thank you. Let's talk to D'Souza.